Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, live from Minneapolis, it's time
Monstrous Radio.
Okay. As you can tell, I still managed to open her up, but hey, at least I tried this time. I've been listening the past couple episodes or whatever, whatnot. So, all right, we're going to get it together. Hey, welcome to another edition of Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe in the world where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. Welcome to the show. I'm just E-Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable with us. Tonight is our therapy night. We're not trying to let y'all get 30 days. You know how it is. You got some neighbors can't keep their dog out there. Can't keep their dog out your yard, nor their little pet either. It is what it is. I tried to say something funny. It didn't work. Let me go ahead and do the opener. Let's just go ahead and stop.
Just go ahead, bro. I'm telling you, just go ahead. Just live it low. What up, y'all? Just live it low.
Oh, snap. Comic Cafe. You know what we do. You know how we do it. So, right, I mean, how you doing today? Or tonight?
Oh, I am doing fabulous. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay. Your voice just tells so much by the way you say things. I'm just saying. So, all right, it's Comic Cafe. We got a couple things for you guys tonight. We got some entertainment news, also known as the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Let's see, we got some discussion stuff for you guys coming up here a little bit later. Let's see, what else we might have for them tonight?
You know, just our regular stuff, but chill. They can pull off, they can lay on down, and we can be the doctor for them, whatever they need. So call in 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 to lay on our couch. Yeah.
That's right. But hey, keep your shoes on, because we know your shit smell like Fritos. It is what it is. So, all right, you know what it is, y'all. Tonight is the night where we help y'all go woo-sa. It's not about the dance groove tonight. No. It's about you hearing the cuss words, saying them out loud, and making yourself feel good. Like I said, get your woo-saw on. So let me see, what do I got to start y'all off with to help y'all go woo-saw? I got one. You know when you fed up?
You got one?
And you're just fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just fucking done. You know when you're just fed up, you're just fucking done. T-Pain.
Hey.
Comic Cafe.
Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. Move on, get gone, get gone. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. Move on, get gone, get gone. Quit talking about my business in front of your friends. Quit reading them texts, you know that I was drinking hand. Your cheating ass. Go figure, I thought we was in love. You running around with that pussy ass nigga. Fuck you, hoes. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. You gon' make me put you back in your place.
nigga took a thumb. I bet you let him shoot it all in your face. And fuck you and them other cunts. Them hoes ain't got no man anyway. So fuck you, I don't give a fuck. It's over and I'm fucking done. Done, done. Won't you go suck that nigga dick or something? Stay off of my Facebook, get off my status. You see me getting money and you're mad that I'm having shown up. My Instagram got you piping, took a picture of my feet and all them hoes with the liking. What's up? She subtweeting on my Twitter page. I can laugh at this shit for days, but I suppose that's how it goes when them hoes control half of what you do and where you go. I say fuck, fuck, fuck you hoes. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. You gon' make me put you back in your place. Go suck that nigga dick or something. I bet you let him shoot it all in your face. And fuck you and them other cunts. Them hoes ain't got no man anyway. So fuck you, I don't give a fuck. It's over and I'm fucking done. Done, done. You go suck that nigga dick or something.
I woke up out my bed yearning, stretching. You know what I'm saying? It's early in the morning. Just got a phone call from this broad that I don't want now. She spazzing out, she high as a kite. She gon' learn today. Alright, alright. Now all of a sudden yelling like she's singing a song like it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. She spazzing out, she high as a kite. She gon' learn today. Alright,
fuck you hoes. Fuck you, I don't give a fuck. You gon' make me put you back in your place. Go suck that nigga dick or something. I bet you let him shoot it all in your face. And fuck you and them other cunts. Them hoes ain't got no man anyway. So fuck you, I don't give a fuck. It's over and I'm fucking done. Done, done. Won't you go suck that nigga dick or something? Won't you go suck that nigga dick or something?
Now that we got that out of our system. Meanwhile, in another part of the city.
Yeah. What you know about that payroll shit? When that water boy crawling that baby girl mouth. Killed him. Bet that shit done killed them white folk living up in the big house.
Now tell me, can you stand it? Been in the trap about 4 days. Can't sleep, these bills, they gotta get paid. These niggas snitched and brought up your name. Now tell me, can you stand it? Hearing your partner just got killed. The cops shot him like he didn't deserve to live. Stuck in this trap and I'm feeling pain, yeah. Trying hard just to stand the rain.
Hey, boom. Hard with it. Thought I ran out of guap, didn't it? Thought I ran out of faking guard. Thought I ran out of car, didn't it? Even though me and Tasia broke up, I miss a respect shouted hard with. I had 6 goals like a spade hand. I ain't even play cards. And I never knew nothing about a visa. Food stamped them our people. The Barino family used to sing so hard, I started crying like a tired weeper. Shouted came with that street sweep. Shouted up some sweet people. 1 week without Jesus is a weak nigga.
Now tell me, can you stand it? Why did your mama cry? Tears running down her face. She just heard her baby died. Oh, now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this earth in hell. Oh, you in the trap getting off that word. In a place that's full of pain. Yeah. Tell me, can you stand the rain?
I don't want to go no more. Tired of wearing these polo clothes. Had to talk about these ISIS and bust niggas kicking in these doors. What the hell are we working for? Mama used to be crying in the room. Now mama be twerking on. Now what the hell is my daughter doing? God please bless my family. Everything about to be ruined. Move out the hood, up to be ruined. Your bubble gum ass need chewing. Swear to God I want to pray for you, but I can't do it because you evil doing and I'm right with it. Turn around with that Glock with it. Bust it off, I got shots with it. And protecting my house with it. This is what I supposed to do. You don't remember them folding shoes. You don't remember them pro wings that the glad went through and I bled through the shoes.
Now tell me, can you stand it? This rain. Tell me, can you stand it? This pain. Tell me, can you stand it?
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Tell me, can you stand it? Now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this open hell.
In
the trap, getting out that way. In a place that's full of pain. Tell me, can you stand it?
My wings gone, I can't fly, God. Scared to ask you why, God. Thank God I went blind. What is wrong with my eyes, God? Leave me, I can't see you. Everybody coming deep too. They bust the kid and I'm running through. Everybody wanna be fool, but I'm smart enough and I'm hard enough. Tell me what's bothering you, and I swear to help you if I can. My coat is in my main man. Now who the fuck killed mama boy? Why the hell y'all tongue joy? Why the hell we hungry? God help your son, boy, it's wrong.
Your mama ain't never got shot 5 times, bro. Your dad ain't no purified, bona fide junkie, bro. Dolly never had to borrow ice beforehand. We don't need sugar no more. We don't need flour, though. We still in the rain, baby. Yeah. Come from the church with it, though. Grandma saw him for it.
Tell me, can you stay?
Yeah, Monsters Radio Comic
Cafe.
Yeah.
You get your Woosah on, do some music. Now, I like that one right there. That's some real hip hop type shit to me. That was deep. If you really, really listen to the lyrics, I like how he said, y'all probably ain't never had to borrow ice before. Get it? Like, dang.
Wow.
Comic Cafe. Yeah. I mean, how you feel about that track? You like that track right there? That one right there, right there?
I do. I like that right there. It speaks to everybody right there. Everybody can relate at a certain bar, you know, right there.
Right. And it also kind of puts out there, too, you know, because, I mean, that's a lot of things people have a misconception on. A lot of people think that just because people are from the hood, like, you know, we don't have hood gospels, you know, like we still don't believe in the Lord. And, you know, like all of us and our baby mamas don't get along. And, you know, all we do is fight and da 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 and that. You know what I mean? That was real right there. And that, you know, I mean, that put a lot of things in perspective. So, I have to keep spinning that one right there. I really like that song.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. So, all right, what we going to do first? We going to get into just slapping around some of our conversations, or we going to get into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news.
You know, I think let's do some entertainment, and then if some convo starts from that, I think we'll be just moving right along in the session. You know, give them something
okay.
Like, and then we'd be like, oh, and they'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, go home now.
All right. Okay, let's go ahead and start it up. I'll let you go ahead and take the lead on this. You know what I mean? Because gossip is supposed to be a woman's thing. I don't know why I enjoy it so much. But yeah.
Men gossip more than women.
Is that what you believe? We're going to check the statistics.
All the time.
That's a little bit.
We will.
But
we will. We will do a poll. Who gossips more?
What we on
look
now.
For that.
Yeah, what gossip?
You know, the gossip is it was T.I. and Tamar supposed to have had a shouting match, a cuss-out match, excuse me, at the concert because I guess Tamar invited two Escape members, Kaya, and I can't remember pronounce the other girl's name, to the show, and they were supposed to perform, and I guess these are two females that T.I. don't like. And he's supposed to have came out, cussed out the mama, the grandmama, and everybody in the room. But I'm like, what? What they do? I guess he don't like them. So that's what I got.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Did it say in your part of it, did it say anything about why? Or just say that they just wasn't getting along?
They wasn't getting along, and they said that they were supposed to have been drunk, and that Tiny was supposed to have sent them home as well, like one of them out. Mm-hmm. So whatever them two females did, I don't even know. But they not liked by T.I. T.I. said get them out. And they said when the king speaks, they got to listen.
Right. Okay. 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 Can you see? Can you imagine though? Just before it's kind of messed up how you kind of write though, because I got some more information on it. Yeah, I guess we do gossip a little bit more. It is what it is. but can you imagine that though? T.I. You know how strong T.I. is. You see him all the time. Strong, very strong team. Can you imagine him and Tamar going at it? And she was just. And I would just love to see the actual footage of them actually getting into it. I'm not really into the man arguing woman drama, but just the two strengths of the two. I would just love to see that little piece. I hope they made up in the pool afterwards.
Pause right there. But you know they were friends, so they know each other's pulse. Like, you know. They've been around each other. They, you know, because Tiny and Tamar were best friends. That's godmom to, I guess, one of her kids. So, to Tamar's son. So, you're asking yourself, what could have been so bad where a former friend of yours, husband, got to come in and check you? See, that's the problem. Because
right.
Why any man got to come check my friend? He should have told Tiny, hey, we ain't together, but check your friend. You know what I'm saying? No man should come in and check another woman. I don't care who you are. But if it's messing with my money, see, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. That's different. And, you know, entertainment is different. On a regular, no, but entertainment, it could... damage your reputation, whatever who those chicks was. It could damage your, you know, persona. It could damage your money. So it goes more into when you're an entertainer to have to cuss somebody out and their mama and their grandmama. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It had to been something serious for me to cuss you out like that. Like,
right.
I'm coming for you. Like, he came for him. He came for her. Like, something fierce. If I got to cuss you out, really? And then I'm trying to put you out? Really? Oh, no, it had to be something. Because if you cussing somebody out, are you cussing somebody out? If I'm bringing two feet, let's just say you DJing, right? And I bring two females in, you know, and they causing trouble. You going to cuss, you coming to me? I mean, like, for you cussing me? Like, you know what I'm saying? If it, like.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. There's a way to handle everything. But all right. Let's get into why it went down the way it went from the article and the stuff that I've seen. Again, I'm ashamed that I got more information than you. It just proves your point. Men must do gossip, but we gonna do that poll anyway. I disagree. It just so happened to be the moment. It just so happened to be the moment, player. That's just what it is. Okay. So apparently. The two ladies that got invited by Tamar and was invited to come on stage with her while she performed, I can't remember what the whole event was about. I believe it was something about the escape or something. But what it was is apparently these two ladies, they have a blog, I believe. I don't know if one of them. Yeah, okay, we'll just leave it at that. Because I think one of them has a song out. I'm not for sure. But anyway, these two ladies, they have a blog. They all know each other. Apparently, these people, they roast each other back and forth. But apparently, they put out, I don't know if it was a video, but they had a caption of a video because they showed a video in the clip that I've seen. And basically, what they did was that Candy has a pussy as big as All Outdoors, or as wide as All Outdoors, they said. Now, you know it's Skate Candy's in the state. Candy's at this party. So now they get whiff of that these two ladies are trying to come in, so they try to put the smackdown, say, no, they can't come in. But I guess apparently somebody overrode something else, and they got in. Now, then they supposed to say, somebody's supposed to have their rumors have it, that they supposed to say these two ladies had a gun, and these two ladies were this, and the two ladies were that. Everybody was trying to throw everything at them to get them kicked out. So they were drunk, all these other things, right? So apparently, I guess the two ladies, they got whiff of, they were being snuffed or whatever, whatnot. I believe they just gathered their stuff, and then they ended up dipping. They said that they left in the limo that Tamar and Vince had them arrive in, so on and so forth. So apparently, that's what it was about. Now, I don't want no beef with nobody. And everybody know, I know a little bit of some of everybody. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put it out here like I've seen it. Now, y'all can go check it out. We're going to put the link inside the Monstar phase so we can get this shit right. Only part that I think probably should have happened was, I don't know, maybe somebody should investigate a little bit more. Maybe this is not the only reason why. But from what I've seen of the video, just from what I gathered, what it is, it's a video of, if anybody knows anything, Candy has like a sex shop type thing. You dig? Where, you know, she sells sex products, toys, things like that. Well, apparently somebody put one of these pocket pussies on a tailpipe of a truck or something. And they got them run, revving the engine. Coochie's blowing up, popping, doing all kinds of things, and it gets real big and all these other things. So I think it might have been meant as a joke, and somebody's not having it, or it's not exactly that. It's a little bit more than what I just told you. And some more shit probably going to start hitting the fan real soon. You dig about what the real is about that one. But, yeah, that's what I got from it. Again, yeah, we'll get the link for you guys in there. Yeah, I mean, that's what I got from it. But, I mean, woof, ain't nobody backing down, though. Them two ladies, I seen their little video, because they the one who has explained it about why it went down. Now, I read the article about, you know, the other half of it, but, you know, from what I seen from what the lady said, you know, they said that's what they believe it's all about. So, yeah, I mean, you got to watch this video, because at first it was like, it got me going. And I was like, what? They finna show Candy, though? What? They finna show Candy? Right here? What? And then they show it, and I'm like, okay, you got me. It is a publicity stunt, but apparently, no, this ain't. That somebody was really upset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once again, like I said, messing with the quints. You can't mess with the quints. You're going to get put out messing with my munties and with the munties and with mm-hmm. my brand. You see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you can't do that. Right. And then expect someone to be like, oh, yeah, come on in. Continue to mess it up. You know, you got to go.
Right. So, apparently that's what that was all about. So, okay, so some more and some Ooh. More. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Speaking of getting upset. Now, this one might turn into a conversation. Apparently, Jerry Rice's daughter, Jada, and her ex-boyfriend got into a fight after they were in a club all night because women kept coming up to him. Now, from apparently what's been going on, she says that he choked her. She called her mom. Her mom called the police. Now, the police show up, but they say nothing could become of it because they say she was intoxicated, unsteady on her feet, slurring speech and vomiting. You dig? So, who's wrong here? I mean, him or her or I don't know. Or, I mean, the police. I mean, that's a whole other thing. What if you do call the police and you after the coming out after the club and you a little slur, you know, you a little, I mean, does that mean you're not telling the truth? I'm not saying she was. I wasn't there at that incident, but I'm just speaking. Anybody else, think about that. What if you, something happened to you, you came home drunk, whatever, just because you spurred and da-da-da. Does that mean you're telling a lie? That means you're not telling the truth? You're unbelievable? I guess maybe in the court of law.
Usually when you're drinking, you more believable than you are unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? Usually your liquor brings out the truth in folks, but then it brings out the ignorance in some folks as well. So that's a kind of catch 22.
Right.
It all depends who you are. It all depends what you're drinking too, maybe. I don't know this.
Yeah, because drinking, you do some shit like, you can talk about, I did it. He hit me. Police, he hit me. He hit me. They walk over there and talk about, I shot him, but he hit me. You did it. That type of shit. Yeah, you'll get the truth when you're drunk. For real.
Sometimes you imagine stuff happen. Yeah. Right. He hit me. It's so funny because when you're drunk, it's like you say stuff and then you contradict yourself. You know what I'm saying? You tell the truth and then you be like trying to take it back at the same time. then it's too late. But the worst thing to do though, Ken, for real, is to be drunk and some chick hitting on your man. I'm sorry.
I always said, drunk, some chick hitting on your man.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to that part. Now, how do you handle that? How do you handle that? What's your first reaction? Has that ever happened? How did you react? And what do you think is the politically correct way to handle a situation, or if there is one?
Okay, this is going to be a twofold question answer for me. Okay, one, I don't get drunk enough, you know what I'm saying, to not be able to walk in and walk out. Have I seen it though? Absolutely. If a woman keeps going, then your man got to be at the club. I don't know too many women whose man is at the club, but anyway, if he's there, boom. Mm-hmm. If you're in my man's face too much, I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at her. I'm looking at you like, where the hell at? Because, I'm going to be yelling at you, not her. She don't know that you with somebody. She don't know. And don't let it seem like you're getting too cozy and too friendly, because then I really got something to say, like, bruh. And then I'll get territorial, then I'll walk up and I'll stand by you, then I ain't leaving you for the rest of the night. I don't care if I came with my girls. Absolutely not. You are going to know that he got a girl in the house. Yes, you will. Now, if she says something to me, see, now that's something different. Now you going to get checked 1, 2, and 3 times, and then you need to move around.
Mm.
And then I'm going to look at you like, back me up, because she shouldn't have been all up in your face. In your face. There's distance. 5 feet.
Mm. 5 feet.
I don't want to see no hands. I don't want to see no body movement. I don't want to see no arms. I don't want to see no touchy-touchy. Oh, no. Not at all. That's when I'm drunk, because I'm seeing something else. In my mind, I'm seeing they about to go home. They about to go have sex. They about to go get it in. That's what I see in my mind. I'm not seeing the innocence of it. No.
Right. But what if you were a celebrity,
Huh? I'm standing. You heard me say, I'm standing right by you. You get 5 feet, and there's no touchy. And we will talk about this from the crib. These are the requirements. You get 5 feet, and there's no touchy-touchy.
Right.
5 feet. Back them up. Either you make it or I make it. 5 feet.
Right, right.
Y'all could do an air hug. Like, you could do one of them church pats. I'm cool with that if you know her. But I don't know if you know her by the way y'all say hi. If it's a hi, no, y'all handshake. Mm-hmm. Nah, forget that. Y'all know each other friendliest. Nah. Who that?
Right, right.
If it's that, you get that one look, like, does she know, you know, the look? Or if you do the wave, that means, oh, I can't stand them. Yeah, I had a nigga, whatever, gone. But now I'm talking about the ones who don't know you, and it's just a fan. You got 5 feet. You don't know him.
Right.
You better wave at her. That's all she get is a wave at her. Ain't no hug going down here. Mm-mm, wave at her. She may have bed bugs. We ain't playing that.
Bed bugs. What the hell? Okay. So basically, you gotta straighten that shit out before y'all even leave the house. Look, this is
what absolutely
lay down on the ground. That's a body, 5 feet. It's gonna be a whole body between y'all, not a body up close, a body laying down on the ground, parallel, a whole body. Church hugs only. Ain't gonna be no sexual harassment hug where you put the hand in the middle of the back, touch the lower part of the booty, upper part of the booty. None of that. Okay.
What about you? I'm just saying. What about you? I'm keeping it 100.
Well, you know,
I'm territorial. I'm not jealous, though. I'm territorial. I'm not jealous. Like, I would trust you, but, you know, a little alcohol in there, like I said, my mind sees something different. Go ahead. What about you?
Right. Well, I mean, like me, well, I think I think you pretty much, you hit where I'm coming from in the middle of there. You just said it pretty much a different way. I think, like, yeah, I think, one, you guys have to be secure in the relationship. Before you guys even going out to kick it or whatever, whatnot, you should already be making her know she ain't got to worry about none of that other shit. You dig? I mean, because if she doesn't feel secure and that's the type of things that happen, you know, let's keep it 100. Some people are just that attractive that people just come up to them regardless. Then you probably should not be going out kicking it like that together. It's questionable if y'all should even stay together, but I'm just saying you should be assuring her every day that baby, it's you, not nobody else. I hate it when people be like, oh, you be tripping and da-da-da-da, you be bugging and da-da. No, you gave them a reason to bug. You gave them a reason to trip. So in reality, you got to mend that wound. So that means you got to do that extra shit now to prove your point that, look, I'm only thinking of you and nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that us as men, if that's the type of things that happen, as a fella or as the woman, you got to let everybody in there know, no, I'm not going, no. You come up, no, oh, okay, hold on. This is my man right here. Let me introduce you to my man, yo. Now, what did you want to ask me? And what else did you want to tell me? You dig? That type of shit, to let that person know. Ain't nothing going down. Oh, no, I'll run that shit right back to you. That's how you keep that shit. But now they be like, oh, they be seeing that shit. Are you dipping off over doing that little extra smile, that little twink on your eye? Y'all looking at each other laughing. Now y'all dipping off. So wait, what? Where y'all going? Hold on, I can't go. Why come? I'm not invited. Somebody better call security. I got my bottle. You know, I'm just saying. That's,
absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, that's something. Like you said, that's something that should be worked out at the crib before y'all even get there. Because, I mean, some couples, y'all ain't ready to go out together like that. Because I used to have a problem. That's how I know how to handle that shit the right way. I had a problem. Oh, shit. Boy, every time I go to them, yeah. But I had to realize I had to let everybody know, no, this is my girl. Don't even disrespect me like that, trying to holler at me in front of my girl. Fuck you mean? You dig? Like I'm some kind of championship thoroughbred hoe. Like you just holler at me in front of me. No. You just going to holler at me in front of my... Come on now. Or, no. I'm just saying. It is what it is. So, but
okay, but
yeah,
okay. I got a question. I got a question though.
Right.
What if you guys are just dating and you guys are not in a relationship? What if you're dating? How do you handle just you guys dating and you're like in that transition where you don't know where you are? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Where you're just started, well, let's just say y'all just maybe 2, 3, 4 dates and y'all saying, you know, okay, I like you and yeah, I don't want you to talk to nobody else, but y'all haven't made that full commitment and you guys are out together.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happened. Do you still act the same way? Or does she say, am I leaving the door open just in case we're not making that full commitment yet? Are you dead? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I know what
you
know what I'm saying? I'm helping those. I'm helping those who are in that transition period who hasn't solidified it.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, there ain't no means to claim nothing then. You can't get mad. Nothing's been locked in yet. Let's keep it 100. If it ain't locked in, it ain't locked in. Don't put all your eggs in there until y'all decide to lock it in.
Y'all hear that?
Don't depend on something that's
y'all
not real.
That?
Don't depend on something that's not real. That's pull your motherfucking panties up, straighten your drawers out type shit right there. Oh, okay, well, we're not locked in. She like him? Obviously, my game is not good enough. Obviously, I'm not interesting enough to keep all of your attention. I'll gracefully bow the fuck out. Step off. No need to get mad. It is. Just don't go into some shit, running into some shit. Then that's when you end up, like you said, in your feelings. And you ain't shit locked in yet. Now you in your feelings because you see them talking to somebody else. But also, too, it might be a red flag for your ass. Look, okay, he know we here together. She know we here together. Now you over there fucking with them? For real? You know I'm here? Oh, shit, red flag like a motherfucker. Ain't no telling what you're going to be doing while I'm sitting at the crib, loyal to your ass. You doing it right here at the party. Okay, pimping, now I really see you. So sometimes you can't be mad when people expose themselves. Woohoo, you saved me one. It was fun, but it's been one. Keep it moving. Well, whoop, there it is. So I don't know if this song
y'all hear that?
Right now.
Not
it
look.
Might.
Now you can get up off the couch. Get up off the couch. Next. Next. You done. Go home. Next.
Next person.
Keep your boots on too. Next.
Yeah, your shit smell like freak toes as well. I don't know if this fits, but this is Young Dro, Candy Burris on the gram. It'll come sooner or later. It's choking like me right now.
Anytime.
Oh,
it's choking.
See? Yeah, that's that bullshit. Wow. It's playing, but we don't hear nothing.
I don't hear nothing.
Live radio.
Man, live radio. You must have. Who you pissed off over there? Who you pissed off that is saying, yeah, no, not today. We not, no. You thought this was going to work.
Okay.
It's 8 degrees outside. Okay. My lines maybe froze.
Let me try this one right here then. All right. I know, huh? Let me try this one right here. Nope.
Nope.
Too cold. Another line froze. Damn it, man.
Another line froze.
In the middle of talking, it's just going to pop out. It is what it is. I'm finna reset it. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into the other part we're talking about. We'll take a breather here in just a little bit. Okay, here's one, and this is kind of a novelty act type one right here. Okay, this is what it is. So, have you ever had a dream so strong about someone, you woke up feeling some kind of way, and now you're looking at that person different? Have you ever had a dream like that? Now, this could be good or bad. Now, have you ever had a dream like that? I have. I'm not going to lie. I had a dream so dead, man. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. gonna wait for some of this music to pop back up, so I ain't gotta talk about it just yet. But let me see. Is this all right?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get.
I have, but mine was. Mm-hmm. I literally had to like man, it was weird. Wasn't expecting it because it was. It's like your sub. It's almost like your subconscious, like talking to you. Like, are you? I wasn't even remotely attracted to nobody, and it's come in my dream, and I'm having sex with that person. I'm like, oh hell, no, no, whatever, ever. That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work, like, oh, oh, oh. So yeah. Because it was still gross. Like, yeah.
Somebody that you didn't like at work, you end up having a dream about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was gross.
Did it make you be any nice
because
to
were,
them or nothing? You just was, ugh.
No.
Just, ugh.
It was, ugh. Because they were older. And at that time, like, I was against older people. And it wasn't my type.
That's fucked up.
And it was just gross. Like, I mean, when I went back to work, I was like, oh, this is a thought. It just grossed me out. Like, I was like, what the heck that came from? And then, you know, I was like, oh, I must have had none in a long time. And you just so happened to pop up. It was just gross.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, no, I was still petty and, you know, petty and smart and all that stuff that I am to everybody. Falsy. Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed. Just I couldn't be in a room with him for a little bit by myself because it was gross.
Okay.
I was like unconscious.
Okay.
You know, my conscience took over like, ugh. What if he try to kiss you? You know, then your mind start playing games. What if he try to kiss you? What if he try to do this? Oh, what if that dream come true?
Mm.
Yeah, see, nah. Mm-mm. That's gross. It was gross. I mean, yeah.
So, I mean, did he tap it in the dream? Obviously, you liked it in your dream. You gave it to him.
Ah, that's gross. Ah.
That's messed up, man. We finna
yeah.
Lose a double AARP sponsorship. Cause you talking about whole fucking.
Hell, it was gross. Yeah, it was gross. I was like horrified, like mortified, like really, it was gross.
Oh my goodness, that old man was gonna rock your world.
That's gross.
Oh,
leg
for real.
Oh, I mean, that's nasty.
In your back.
Oh, I was like, what? Oh, see, that's not funny. That's so wrong, but that was so gross. Oh. I woke up like, that would never happen. Mm-mm. And it was so sad. I was like, it couldn't have been someone that was attractive at work. Why had to be the oldest people there? That's gross. I was like, what does this mean? I'm going to last long at the job? But I don't. That's gross.
Oh.
It had to have a different message than what it was, because that's gross.
Oh, my goodness. You better be careful. He might be listening. He's going to see your ass for harassment. Everybody getting brought up now.
Yeah, he don't know. He hey, everybody was. Yeah. That's gross. Stop it. That's nasty. Ah. This a thought of it is gross. Ugh.
Checking that old penis in your dreams.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not, you know, at that time I was young, like I was like in my 30s. And so to just imagine in my 30s, thinking of like a 40, 50 year old, like that,
Oh, shit. Oh, we ain't going to judge you. We just going to pray for you. Oh, my goodness. and this music.
That was that first sugar daddy dream. You know, that sugar daddy, like, oh, is he going to be my sugar daddy? Can he pay for me? that what you got to do? Oh. No. And that's how I knew that I couldn't be like, get a sugar daddy. That's how I knew that I could not ever want a sugar daddy. I couldn't do it. There's no way I could lay down in the bed with something wrinkled and old. Nope. Or fat and ugly. Nope. Absolutely not. Not.
Nope, not happening. It is.
So for all you ones that out there that got sugar daddies, oh honey, no, 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 no. I applaud you. I applaud you. I applaud you because that's nasty. Nasty.
That's messed up. Now all my little dolls is gonna dunk me now. Cause you said they have a sugar daddy nasty. It's hard being a sugar daddy with an EBT card though. She eat good though.
Oh.
She eat real good.
There you be. Did you talk about you got some sugar mamas over there? You got some sugar? Look at you. Go daddy. Go daddy. Go daddy.
I wish I did.
Go daddy. Go daddy. Go daddy. Go ahead. Get up on you. What about you? Don't even try it. What about you? Have you ever had a dream and you felt funny towards somebody?
Okay. I'm gonna try to push reload on this, but I'm gonna go ahead and tell my you guys still be able to hear me. It shouldn't mute me out though. Yes, I have. I'm not going to stunt. I'm going to keep it 100. It wasn't a good one, though. I mean, how many people out there ever had a dream about the person that you're with being with somebody else? It was your friend or something in your dream. You did? I'm talking about it was just like real. Like, oh, my goodness, I know these motherfuckers getting. Like, you chasing them around in your dream. You're going through all kind of hoops and that. And all kinds of things. You're like, fuck that shit. Nah, 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 nah. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, your girl wake you up. And you looking at her like, oh, I should bust your motherfucking forehead. And she's like, what is it? What's wrong? Are you okay? You have a nightmare? No, I had no nightmare, but you better not be fucking around with what's the name? What? I wasn't fucking around with what's the name? What's wrong with you? Just woke up just going off there. I can't believe y'all would do that shit to me. Like, what the fuck are you with dreaming? it's happened to me before. I'm not going to lie. It was nothing nice. It is what it is. Don't judge me. Play for me. She broke up with me real quick. It's happened to me before. Let's see, I don't even know if I can even go over here to my Facebook stuff to see if I can even get to some other comments maybe some people have made. But all right, let's see. We ain't got no music. It's Carmen Cafe, Carmen Switch, Carmen Spirit. You're not finna play no more music, motherfucker. All that shit you've been talking to now.
He said no.
Now, Mr. Funny Man.
Wow.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's see. I even tried to reload it. It ain't even trying to reload. It's like, no. What else we got for the people? I know we got an event coming up Sunday. We're at Bowling on Sunday night. It's a pajama jam. Can you see me? They trying to get me to wear some pajamas and DJ. What the fuck? I look like in some pajamas. A decorated mosquito.
You can do that.
The fuck?
You know, all you gotta do is throw on some sexy pajama pants and a Monster is US Radio.com shirt that you can buy online 24/7 all the time. Absolutely. You can wear that.
I guess I could make some pajama
with some
pants. Monster Radio pajama pants.
Absolutely. Just make sure you got some drawers on. I'm just saying, you don't want to be freestyling up in there.
Well, you know they call me Jenga. Like, let me stop.
You say now.
Get with it.
We're going to be sitting on the ones and twos. I don't know how much of my pajamas down. It is what it is. hosted by Rob G. I'll be on the ones and twos. Miss Unbelievable will be there. Primetime should be there. Let's see. T-Bone may be there. The Monstars will be there. Let's see. All these people I'm naming are Monstars. So, yeah, we'll be in the house. We control the ones and twos, the entertainment. They got a lot of artists hitting up there for you guys. I believe it's $5 at the door, but I'm going to tell y'all straight up right now, the cover price is retail, $39.99. It's only $5 at the door, but it's $39.99 retail show price. Come out and get your discount, motherfucker. So on that Sunday night, Bowwinkles, I'm on the ones and two. Rob G is hosting. We got a lot of artists for you guys. So make sure you come out. And it's two people's birthdays. So you know what that means, Miss Unbelievable. We're going to have to bust out our birthday cake. Yeah. When you
birthday
have a party, what else
cake.
Give you birthday cake.
Birthday cake.
Bubblegum.
Birthday
bubble
cake.
Gum.
Birthday cake.
Bubblegum.
And listen, ain't no excuses. Ain't no work on Monday. Ooh, Martin Luther King Day. So, no excuses. Bring your ass out there. Absolutely.
Okay.
No work on Monday. Everything closed down. Let's represent. For real, for real. Come out and have some
straight
fun
up.
In your
okay.
PJs.
Right, right. So like she said, no excuses. Come out and get monstrous for Martin. Get it? So let's see, what else do we got going on or something we could talk about? Man, we got 8 minutes. I don't even talk on my telephone for 8 minutes. What do we got to talk about for 8 minutes? It could be something throughout the week or something, I don't know, maybe next week you might want to talk about, or just anything in general.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, there was a question that we were, you know, discussing, you know, the other day. And we didn't get to do Wet Wet Wednesday yesterday because we had some other things going on, but listen to those archives 24/7. On Monsters Radio, US.com. But remember we were talking about the submission and dominance. Can you be submissive and can you be dominant to any situation? Can you submit to your spouse? Can you submit to whatever he has for you? Like, can you do that? Is it an easy thing to do? Like, because, you know, in the Bible it says, submit to your husband and da-da-da-da-da. Would you want a woman, and that's the question, would you want a woman to submit to you? How do you do that? The word submission, does it really mean, you know, a negative connotation? What you think?
Well, first of all, I just want to say from my experience, and please, people, call us up and let us know. I could be wrong. But I'm going to say, I want any woman with more than two brothers. Is not going to be submissive. I'm just going to say it again. Any woman with more than two brothers is not going to be submissive. Any woman with more than six brothers, you are not going to be able to be. It is what it is. So me personally, I would say, yes, I can. I'm pretty much an all-around type guy. I'm an easygoing person. My character is like me. I never really, really honestly want to dominate a woman. I never do. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel free. You know what I mean? I want you to be yourself always. Have that smile, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to dominate you and say, oh, I want you to act this way. I want you to do this or do that. And you're going to do it because I said it and my nuts are dragging. No, I'm not that type of dude. I will stand my ground, though. Don't get me twisted. There's some things I just don't go for. It is what it is. I'm going to tell you I'm like that. You either roll with it or you're going to have to kick rocks. That's just what it is. But I'm not going to bully you at any point. I'm not that type of dude. You dig? But there are some times where I may have to leave and I need you to follow me. There may be some situations where it might need a little more tenderness than I can give, a little more thought. I might be in my feelings about something else. Da, 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 da. I might need you to leave. I may have to follow you, guide me. I'm that kind of dude. It is. I'm not the type of dude always, oh, I got to be in front. No. Baby, you can drive the whip if you want. I'll jump in the passenger side. I know it's my whip. I don't get no damn. You want to drive? Grab the wheel. I grab the wheel. Say, I am in charge. it is what it is. Hustle and flow. But yeah, I mean, that's just me. I mean, what about you? I mean, do you have to be dominant all the time, or can you be submissive when needed?
I don't have to be dominant all the time. I think I start out dominant because I'm trying to make sure that my feelings are being taken care of and that I know you're not going to drop me when I fall back. And so when I fall back, I'm submitting. Like, there's nothing that you can't tell me to do that I won't do. If you have a problem, I will have no everything will be taken care of. Like, you wouldn't even have to think at all. Like, it'll just be whatever you need. And I knowing yourself, you won't get lost in yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you know yourself, you won't get lost in yourself. So it won't be a problem to do what's needed for that king, you know? But if you don't know as a queen what your position is and how to do it, then you will get lost. You won't have an idea of how to submit, of how to just make sure that that person is taken care of. Not just his body needs, but his spiritual needs and his soul needs and his mind needs, because you have to go in there and be able to, you know, fight the battles that he's fighting without, you know, feeling like, oh, I got to dominate and go in front of him and make sure I take care of it. No, you make sure that he's taken care of any other way. And if he asks you to come and do it, then you do it. So you just really got to know how to just be patient and just literally don't feel like he's walking over you. Or literally feel like, oh, he really, you know, cares that I feel this way and that you have a voice, but how you speak and how you say it and how you portray it, it will, that's how he'll receive it. But now if I'm always barking in my dominance, he's not going to receive anything. But he's got to know that I can stand on my own. That's how you stand in your dominance, by standing on your own and being able to hold your weight. If you can't hold your weight, you're going to fall. Y'all going to fall. That's the dominance that you have to understand that you have to have and have to show. It ain't about words. It's about your actions of how you can stay there, you know, and not feel like, oh, I'm the bottom. I don't believe in, you know, I believe in walking in the back sometimes. I believe in walking on the side. I don't never believe that I should walk ahead because he's the person that's supposed to walk ahead. That's just my belief. I know people on the radio is like, she crazy. But if I walk behind you, that means I can be aware of what's going on. If I walk beside you, that means we're together. But if I walk ahead of you, he can't protect me like he's supposed to. Now, I don't took his place. You can't do that. So you got to just know. Unless he says, hey, I need you to step aside, step up, and then look to the right, look to the left, and then step back, that's what you got to do. You know, because you ain't going to be able to follow direction. So that's just me. Now, I probably will get a whole bunch of people saying it's unbelievable crazy on the my own side page, but that's just me.
Right. I like how you said that, though, and I don't know the idea of it. I think I like the whole, because I always love the whole thing where I know it might sound chauvinistic or whatever, but I love it when a man and woman have their place amongst each other within the relationship. I don't care if it's where she's the caregiver and he's the power dude, fixing the house, going chasing the bills, whatever. I don't care if she's the one fixing the house, going chasing the bills, he's the caregiver. But I always love how each one of them has a part to play, and that's what makes them a unit. And I love what you said, and I'm feeling that, and I might have to adapt. I'm not saying it, because usually I'll be the type of dude, be like, I want her walking right there with me. You dig? So she sees everything that I see. She's right there. That's my co-pilot. When I need you, you're right there. You're right there. But I never thought about if you was walking a little bit behind anything. You can see behind me, on the side of me, what's coming up ahead of me, and you can give me, step back up to me, and help give me guidance on that and some shit I may not see. Whether it be my pride or, you know what I mean, whatever. So, I'm loving that right there. Yeah, I'm not saying, now I walk with a woman, girl, you got to walk behind me. No, but if she walked behind me before, I used to be like, nah, step your ass up here. What you walking back there for? You did? What, you not with me? Not realizing maybe she's watching my motherfucking back. You did? Or checking out somebody else. But I'm assuming she's watching my motherfucking back.
But that's the thing of knowing how strong of a woman that you have, that you automatically know She's not watching any. She's not watching for anybody else in that way. She's watching, yeah, to see if you're going to come after him or come after, you know, what he's standing for. If you have a true woman who know how to stand back there, because every woman don't know how to stand back there and understand what their position is to do back there. You know what I'm saying? And some people just get too far back with this. It takes a time for them to even catch up. I ain't saying stand back there and, you know, lollygag, you stand back there and do your job and then you move up. Mm-hmm. But that's just the difference. You got to know what you're doing every step of the way in a relationship that you're in. Every step, you got to know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you will get lost.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for the pause there. Sorry, I'm still trying to get the system to work.
Oh, it's not playing. No music. All right, well, then why don't you wrap us something out of here? You want me to give you a beat, kick a beat? You want to start a kicker beat so I can rock? No, not
no,
that one.
No.
No. Okay. You want me to do the table one again? Boom, 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 boom. No, not that. No. No. Bebop. No.
I can't even hang up on you at this point. So we're going to say our last words and any shout out, and then we both just going to hang up. But that's the only way this system is going to get up out of here. For real, this thing is like, I don't know what you're talking about, E. We're doing what we want to do.
Oh.
So, all right. Go ahead. Do your last words, Annie. Yeah.
You know what? Just when you decide to get into a relationship, just look at it from all angles. It's okay to be in a place. Be in position. It's okay to give up control, okay to submit, as long as you know who you are. It's okay to love. It's okay.
Right, right. And another thing, also, really know that person you're submitting to. For real, for real. It will alleviate a lot of problems. I'm just saying. Since we're talking about relationships, how long, next week, what I want to talk about, how long is really, like, how long does it really take to get to know somebody? And then y'all see it out there. Somebody
that's
be talking about they just met somebody last. They met somebody Thursday night at the club. Come Tuesday night, they're talking about they in love. What? You adopting their kids and everything? For real? How the real baby mama feel about that? I'm just saying. But that's what we're going to talk about next week. Monsters Radio, live, interactive radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always check out all of our shows all day long, 24/7, 365. Even if we just so happen to miss a show, we miss a Friday, you can find another Friday. Put it on. Just go to monsterusradio.com. Go to show links, and you can find the archives, and you can pick any show you want. I even got mixes over there. Did you know that? Yeah, that's right. I even got mixes. So, all right, that's our last words. I'm adding something new to my thing tonight. It's unbelievable. Now I'm going to say, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Don't forget to strap it up, your body and your seatbelt. Not because we're trying to be in your business. I've messed it up again because we need you for the ratings tomorrow. We're going to figure it out. We're going to end the show one way or another. I don't know. But go ahead and hang up.
Wow.
Hang up, and then we out. Yeah. Bye.
We out.